There is one that was like
with someone who is so well known that I cannot like mention their name.
I'm just gonna full out say it. I'm a fanboy. I'm a fanboy.
And I was like, wait, this is no joke.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Stay Wild, episode 3.
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, before we start, thank you so much for all the love. It's literally episode 3. We've had 300,000 subscribers already. It literally blows my mind that all you guys are supporting. So quickly, thank you so much. We love you all, like, beyond words. So
you guys are insane.
Anyways, episode 3, we're coming in hot with another special guest, our second guest, Jay Alvarez.
Ooh.
Hey. What's good? What's up?
So I'm sure you guys know who he is, but if you don't, he's kind of like me, but just a lot cooler.
Yeah.
No, come on. You're taking over, man.
No way. So just introduce yourself. Give us a quick summary of, you know, who you are, what you do, for people that don't know.
All right, guys. So I guess the best way to explain myself is grew up in Hawaii like Ben, into a lot of extreme sports, traveling, philosophy, memes, anything, good vibes, good times.
Literally the meme god.
That's it, bro.
I come to your Instagram to look at your story for all the memes. That's, I don't know it, how bro. He consistently posts like A+
memes. Do I got you my close friends, though?
I don't think I'm
on
that.
I gotta put you on there. That's a good stuff.
That's like that's the exclusive memes.
Exactly. Yeah, so just, I'm not, how can I explain myself? You know, I guess just my work or all that speaks for who I am and what I do. So, yeah.
Just a crazy-ass dude.
Crazy-ass kid, man. That's what we're living.
Yeah, so you do a lot of crazy stuff. 90% of the stuff that you do, I probably wouldn't do. I don't know. Like, I see the stuff that you do, and I'm like, how is that, like, humanly possible to even get yourself to do that? What's like, what would you say is like the craziest slash like near death experience that you've had?
Damn, there's definitely been quite a few. I think
like, I can't count on hands. There's too many.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, there's been a lot of things, like, especially like growing up in Hawaii, it's like there's been times in the ocean where I'm like, holy shit, I might be drowning right here. Like, this could be it. Mm. But then also, you know, I'm doing a lot of skydiving. So there's one time in specific in Panama where I was skydiving a few of my friends out of like a seaplane, which was ones that take off on the water and like can land on the water. And we jump from really low. We jump from like 5,000 feet, which is already like, you should pull your parachute around 4. So you have like 5 seconds of free fall and then you should be out.
5 seconds.
Yeah. So it's really quick like that. And the friends I was jumping with at the time were kind of new and not super like intuitive to flying at the moment. You know, it was years ago. And so we all jump out and I'm on my back. I'm filming them. They're both like doing like 360s in front of me. And then when I pitch to go to pull my parachute, they fly away and I pull it out and nothing really happens. Just some lines, like part of the lines come out. I'm still moving like 120 miles an hour. And it's like, in that moment, like my whole being and soul, everything was just like, oh my God, like this is what I read about in this sport that hits the fan.
So nothing's coming out.
It's just a bunch of ropes flapping. I'm like, I fall to my back as it's happening. And I'm probably around like, probably at 3,000 feet at this point, which you calculate about 45 seconds per 1,000 feet. So you're like 10 to 12 seconds at that moment away from what would be impact, you know?
Yeah, not high enough.
Impact, yeah, not, definitely not high enough. The whole, like from start A to Z, the whole jump was already a shit show. Mm-hmm. Like the kids I was jumping with, we were not all at the right level. We were doing it in the middle of nowhere. Like we're in the middle of nowhere, Panama. The parachute that I had in particular was already like packed poorly by a guy I paid in Dubai. And it was just like, it was just quick. Oh my God. just sending it, you know, it's pure send. And so I grabbed my cutaway, which is part of the parachute that cuts that away. It luckily rips out and I get the reserve, pull the reserve. And like, by the time my reserve comes out, I'm already around like 2,200 feet. And my reserve, because I'm on my back, it shoots out like spring loaded like underneath me.
Oh, God.
And I end up my knee slapping me in the face and like almost like making me so dizzy. It felt like a knockout, but I was just like, I was still there. And next thing I knew, I'm like, I'm sitting there under the parachute, like with like 6 seconds left to the ground. I was just like,
oh my.
Damn, like, yeah, it was just, it's hard to explain in words because the sport is very, like, hard to digest, but it's just, like, in that moment, it's like, oh my God.
And you still hit the ground pretty hard at 6 seconds, right?
Well, no, I didn't hit the, I still was under parachute. Okay, I had 6 seconds where I would have been, like, if it didn't open, you know?
Yeah.
So I was able to land and stuff. When I landed, I just, like, land on the beach there, and I was just, like, shook. You know, I'm in Panama still, middle of nowhere. I'm just, like, mind blown. So probably that experience, like, I wish there was, like, I can lay a visual on this, actually, and give you footage to explain it. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll roll the clip.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine how, like, the time from when you jump to when it happens is, like, what, so quick? What, 20 seconds probably?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you have to think so beyond
and
fast.
And that one in particular was, like, 6 seconds, you know?
That lower
and
drop.
And the worst part of it is, like, when I landed on the ground, I, like, hugged the ground. I was just, like, oh, my God. And I was, like, excited. Yeah, that was the crazy. Worst part.
The adrenaline, I was like, I'm gonna do it again.
I was like, oh, it's so focused.
I feel like those experiences really like make you grateful for like anything and everything. Oh, you land on the ground and you're just like,
I was kissing the ground. I was like,
oh yeah, I would be too. I'd be like, oh no,
dude.
Yeah.
I've skydived once. Very, very, you know, the first skydive experience. I'm with someone. I'm going out. I was beyond scared of that. Just like the feeling of when it pulled, just the relief that you get. You're just like, holy crap, I made it.
Yeah, it's insane. It's going to be okay. It goes by like that too. It's just like boom, boom, boom. And next thing you're like on the ground, like, whoa, like what is experience.
Skydiving is like one of the craziest things, even just to do it by yourself. Jay does it by himself. I went with an instructor. I didn't do anything. I was just laying there. Just go along for the ride.
No, dude, man, that's awesome.
This guy does it by himself.
Did you do it in Hawaii or do it here?
I did it here.
Like El Salvador. You got to do it in hometown, man.
I know.
How do you commit to that? Like jump it like by yourself the first time
you
did it?
You just don't. You strapped in. They do it for you, bro.
Yeah.
They just do it for you.
First time solo. How do you just commit to that though? Just
I'm not going to lie. I was 18 when I first did it and I was like super inspired watching my friend in Russia and I was like, oh damn, like that, like I want to do that, you know? And I was like all big balls going into like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And I got to the edge of the door after doing a course and I was like, oh my God, like this is more real than I thought it would be. And it worked out, but just like the amount of fear and shock that was like the experience, I don't know. It's not like as easy as it looks. It is as dangerous as it seems and not as easy as it looks, but very fulfilling.
I told myself I wouldn't do it again. Every time I watch one of your videos, I'm like, I should probably do it again.
Did you see that last one I posted the other day?
I did.
The color jump.
What, smoke bombs out of a
hot balloon? We dropped like all that Indian color powder and like, it was the whole plan was not meant to work out that way. My friend had the idea, and I was like, oh, this sounds kind of weird. I don't think it'll work. We got up there with all the color, and it just happened so natural that the visual after were like, whoa. Like,
that's crazy.
I can't believe it actually worked.
I know. I remember watching this video on your page. You jumped out of a plane inside of a suitcase.
Yeah, for a brand called Douchebags. Yeah,
so
crazy.
Guys, Jay gets in a suitcase in the plane. People throw him out. He's literally in a suitcase. You probably can't open that from inside, right?
We had it like it was in a like a tough Velcro where I busted out. Like,
oh, no one did they help you?
No zipper, nothing. I'm not gonna zip myself in the bag, but like, no, it was
incredible.
It was insane for sure.
Well, from what I saw, I thought people went down and like skydive to get you midair, unzip you, and then get out.
Oh no, we were all together. Like they're there, but like there's no zipping. That was like they made a special bag for the shoot.
Okay, good.
But
I thought that would
have been something. Right
that's
there.
Still pretty scary jumping out of a plane in something you don't even.
Dude, no, it was so crazy. I had to do it twice too because they missed the first shot. Like the guy who was chasing filming, kind of like he burned the shot a little bit. So like, yo, can you do it again? I was like. I thought like when I first time did, I was like, oh my God, like oh, it's done, you know,
yeah.
Like,
you're joking.
Secure
with me,
the bag
right?
And let's chill, you know,
yeah.
But yeah, it was wild, bro.
Crazy. Yeah. So Jay does a lot of crazy stuff and I've actually got a lot of inspiration from Jay and all the stuff that he does. I would say you're one of my biggest inspirations, like growing up as you know, trying to become a video creator. I'm just going to full out say it. I'm a fanboy. I'm
boy,
a fanboy.
I appreciate it, bro. No, honestly, like I remember the first time we met was it in Venice?
I actually met you on Melrose Avenue at Earth Cafe. I asked you for a photo.
No way.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
So before any of this, I used to have I have a long past of fanboy stories for Jay that I'm actually going to tell him today. I'm going to expose myself.
Don't make me blush, bro.
And I'm pretty much
that's like a bro moment right here.
That's super awkward.
I'm going to lay it all out. So yeah, at one point I asked you for a photo on Melrose Avenue at a restaurant. I just went up to you. I saw you're there because I live down the street. So I was like, no way, there's Jay. So I asked him for a photo. Put it on my story. I think you replied to it. I was like psyching out. But flashback before that, I remember watching your videos just like in my room with like my friends, just completely just like, oh my God, like I want this life. This is insane.
Damn,
like,
that's
and that really inspired
me. How old
me.
Are you then? Because those initial videos I put out that went viral was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I was 14, I think. Damn, so I was just watching that like in my room with my buddies, just like so freaking stoked. I was like, I want to do this. I want to like. I want to find a way to so I can live this life, you know, and make content. And I think you're one of the reasons why I started this.
Damn, bro.
I would go to your Instagram and YouTube and be like, wow, like this is insane. And yeah, I think funny story. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. In 2017, I was visiting LA. I didn't even live here. I lived in Hawaii still. And I think you had been here. I know you're like a Venice Beach local, so you kind of go there quite often.
I'm not going to take the claim as local, but I love it. I love Venice Beach. There's been some real locals like,
he goes
to the
skate
street
park.
Names. He knows the street names.
Yeah, I love skate parks.
So he goes to the Venice Beach skate park, which I love that skate park as well. And I saw on your story one day that you were there and I was like, no way. Like I got to pull up. I got to meet him. I got to skate. So I was
that 2017?
Yeah, I think so.
Bro, that was three.
4 years ago. I was 15.
No, it can't be. It has to be like 2018, bro.
2018? Okay, maybe
it
18.
It must have been because that like... No, okay, I remember that. And like, I remember we hit up, we're going to kick it, cruise.
No, it was before this. This was before this.
Oh, wait, really?
Before this.
My memory's bad.
Let me continue the story. So okay,
Don't worry about it, me too.
I went to go to Venice Beach to meet up with you. Not to even meet up with you. You didn't know who I was. I went to Venice Beach to meet you. You weren't even there. You had left by the time I got there. I was like, damn, whatever. Because I've never chased someone down besides Selena Gomez one day.
And Jay Alvarez.
I would too.
And Jay Alvarez. That's the only person I've ever went to go meet. And you had left. You weren't there. So it's all good. But then we ended up linking up at the skate park a few years later. And
okay, that's it.
And
that's
skating
it.
And whatnot. But before that even happened, I went on a solo mission. No, I was with some friends, but to find you.
Yo, I got to speak up happened. On that. When we did meet in Venice, I knew you just from watching your social media and watching your thing. And then I figured out you're from Hawaii. I was like, oh, that's dope. You know, I didn't know you at all. And when we met, I was like, oh, it's me like a YouTube kid, that energy. Kid busts down, throws a huge backsmith grind on the 12-foot ramp. And I was like, wait, this is no joke. This boy can shred. I was so shook. I remember talking to my friend. I was like, yo, I thought he was a YouTube kid. He throws down. And I was just like, I felt a little intimidated. I was like, oh. Next generation is rough, bro. But no, I was so impressed.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I always forget that this kid can skate. Like
not
every
just
time
skate,
he jumps on a board, yeah,
shred.
Yeah, exactly.
Top 10 out of 10
skater. Thank you. Yeah, no, I grew up skating since I was 9 years old. I actually competed around the nation. I went.
Oh, you're that good.
I did the U.S. Open in 2016, I think.
Big air guy.
And big I just guy. I skated, but I never posted it. I kind of just skated for fun, and then when I started making content, I didn't really do skating content. I couldn't figure out a way to do it. I don't know why.
It's hard to monetize it. Unless you're Nigel Houston or someone who has such a dynamic, interesting. He's always doing random stuff. He can tow in cars, hitting a 20 set rail, stuff like that. So
he's insane.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I can never figure out how to post skating content, but also make it interesting. So I just skated for fun, and then
no one really
thought I skated because I didn't post it. I don't blame anyone. And then
you should just throw up a long smith grind though, and it's like, yo, flex a little bit.
That would be sick.
As he has a huge half pipe in his warehouse that's pink and blue.
I do actually skate quite often now because I do have my own warehouse with a ramp in it, so now I'm quite oftenly skating. But that's kind of
we're gonna go do that after.
We're gonna skate a after
bit,
this
100%.
So transitioning, I've actually seen in my Instagram, I have some photos. I don't know if you've ever seen them. This is kind of sticking with the same inspiration story. So I actually know that I've seen many people do this. They get a lot of inspiration from you and your photos. Mm-hmm. And I've seen countless people recreate your photos in a sense. And I'm sure you've seen them quite often.
Yeah.
I actually have done that a few times. I'm not going to lie. I have those photos here to show you of the few times that I've got inspiration from your photos. And it's actually quite funny. Don't hate me.
I will not.
Your photos were sick. And
I'm just curious what you're doing.
Yeah, I did some photos.
Which
that
ones?
You did. So Paris has them here. He's going to show them up on screen behind you.
So here's the first one.
OG.
Classic Jay
OG
Alvarez.
Photo.
OG, it's me swimming.
It's 2016. 2016, right? Here's Ben's remake.
Oh, what's that text? Oh, let's go, Ben. It's out
let's
here.
Go. See, I tried to recreate it.
Slightly different,
you're
but slightly
it.
The exact
blue
same.
Blue ass water, bro. You're doing it.
In a similar place, but the photo is half as cool.
When did you go there?
Dude, I think that was 2017.
Place slaps.
I know, right?
All right, well, roll second picture.
Didn't quite
right?
come up on the.
Yeah. The difference.
There's this photo. I thought this one was so sick. And I had a girl at the time. I was like, dude, we should take this photo.
Can we talk about cringe? So
then, here's Ben's.
I remember this. Damn, dude.
I remember this.
My boy grew up. He went from 4K to 586K.
Damn,
that's no joke, bro.
So I flat out just copied you. Not going to lie.
Last one.
Damn, that day was lit.
That's a classy photo. That's a classy photo right there.
That's a classy photo.
Super
looked.
Curly right there.
And then last one. Boom.
The remake.
Oh, let's go. I'm sorry. I think this runs for a cringier caption than my last one.
That is
100%. Are you guys ready for the date?
I'm not going to lie. We've all had our fair share of cringy Instagram captions. And
of course.
Yeah. You go through my page and I would just be like, why did I say that?
It gets extra when you get older too.
Oh my God. Like my 3 years ago captions. Dude, every caption was about going on a date, trying to meet me at the sunset.
Did you ever get a date, though?
I don't think I ever got a date.
Not even one, bro.
Yeah, hard to get or what?
Daily photos, never got a date.
Ben's threw up the caption my closet must be angry because it's throwing out fits. That was
Wait, actually, what's funny? Probably from my outside perspective, I look at your content and I see you as a person, but I don't observe the content so closely. So your best friend,
Brent.
Brent, yeah. Yes. Are you dating his sister? Is that like a thing?
Not anymore.
Well, you guys did date.
Yeah.
And you guys were like all best friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I watched the content here and there, and I kind of followed him, and mm-hmm. I didn't. You know, I just saw it was his sister and you guys were together. I was like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's cute. That's cool.
Thank you, man.
They're a good couple for
She was the swimsuit model in your remake picture.
She actually was not.
She was not. Oh, shit, bro.
Cut that part out. She wasn't that girl, but that is not going to be talked about. No, okay. Yeah.
So which one of them was that?
That was mystery woman number six. Number three.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. Yeah, so yeah, that ended. Single boy now. Any advice for someone that's trying to like, find love / get wifed up?
Because we need girl advice here. None of us, you know, we're all single. Are very good.
Okay, that's a lie. But, oh my God. All right. Girl advice from someone who's single. I don't know. That's a tough one to dive into, honestly. Because I could say like just some typical stuff, but
yeah.
At the same time, I don't have a girlfriend nor am I wifed up. So yeah. That might be hard for me to like be like, oh yeah, be like me.
True. All right. Well, what's the best way for you to start talking to a girl?
Okay, I'd say like, okay, this is a lot of younger generation looking at me. I'm also 25, so I think it's a little bit different how I approach a girl.
For sure.
But I'd say, like, I always skip the casual stuff. I mean, like, I don't go on dates, really.
Yeah.
I'd rather go do something fun, go do something cool. Like, when people, like, meet up to go, I don't know, get, like, a meal or something like that, I just, like, skip all that. It's like, let's go, like, yeah. I'll take a girl to, like, go on a hike or go skating or do something that's, like, fun. Like, get something where you can be hands-on with the girl in a way that's more intimate than sitting across the table and awkwardly talking to the
girl. Yeah, yeah. It's like small talk.
Like, the worst thing is, like, a movie or, like, something like that.
You have to be, like, interacting your energy and moving around with that person. Like, make them feel comfortable with you. Make them feel, like, you know, like, good with you. It's like,
yep.
I don't know where, like, seeing, I don't even, like, when I still, to this day, sit with a girl at a dinner table, I will never sit across from her, ever. I always have her right to my left.
That's
right
what
to
I'm
my
saying.
Right. Always. And like,
I don't like it.
It's weird, but 100%. It's just like, I'd rather like sit like this and be like interactive and close. And yeah. I don't know, just like, I'm more about like building a comfortable connection.
Speaking of like the dinner thing, it's like, I've never understood why you sit across from a girl. Because I feel like I'm so far and, like,
yeah, and
disconnected.
Yeah, like awkward kind of. You
know. I'm like disconnected. I'm like
and
looking
then she
at
gets
her.
Nervous eating, you know, and she's, oh, let me get a salad.
Just, yeah, you know. I don't know.
Then you accidentally touch feet, you know, it's your first date, and you're like, oh,
I
shit.
Think, Derek, that was just you.
No, but I think even when you're with a girl, like, say she's been your girlfriend, sitting across from her, it's like, I feel like even if you want to, like, hold hands for some reason, like, yeah. You just...
Nah, I'm trying to cuddle. I'm trying to cuddle 24-7.
Yeah, you got
to
be next to
24-7.
Come on now.
Boys, be honest. Cuddles are the best.
Yeah, cuddles. Yeah. Cuddle puddles. For
if you don't cuddle, you're doing it wrong.
I'm a little spoon.
I was just going to say that.
Yo, wait, are we all little spoons?
I mean,
who doesn't enjoy a little spoon?
Yo, I'm always trying to be little spoon.
Bro, why not?
I'll cuddle this way, then like 10 minutes in, I'll be like,
put this over here. With the fake acrylic nails, for, like the arm scratches, like,
oh,
the back scratches.
Okay.
No, but for real, like, you know, the guy is supposed to put the arm over the girl and whatnot. That, to me, that's kind of uncomfortable.
Dead on, bro.
I'm like, my arm's going numb. Like, I'm like so uncomfortable. I'm about to freaking...
I'd rather have her get dead arm than me.
You know? Also, shout out to like the short girls, the best for cuddles. You know it's good. Short girls are the best for cuddles.
Short girls are
you
good.
You know who you are.
You know
nothing
who you
against
are,
you, tall girls. You guys are good too.
But like little girls, like
you know, you short girls are nice.
I'm gonna say I'm a tall girl kind of guy.
Oh, are you?
All right,
I like tall girls.
Damn, all right.
Ben's kind of a tall guy though.
Ben's
he's like a 6'2".
Ben's a confident guy. Man. He likes
Lexi's
tall girls.
Watching this and like.
Lexi's like 5'2", so no. I think height doesn't matter to me, but if I had a preference, I like tall girls, you know.
Yeah.
Short girls are cool too. Speaking of girls, what's the worst date you've been on?
Ooh. Oh my God. Actually, I've not been on that many worst dates because I kind of avoid that person's energy altogether if I think it's gonna be weird.
Yeah.
But there is one that was like with someone who is so well known that I cannot like mention their name.
Yeah.
We'll just call them let's give her a fake name.
Player one.
Play, yeah.
No,
I like,
okay. We'll just,
yeah, I like
we'll say it. We'll say Jennifer. Is that I hope that's not her name.
We'll call her Stress Case. So
Stress Case.
Yeah. She was stressful.
Cool.
Okay.
So I actually wrote her on like I think either she DM me or I DM her. I don't know. It's been a while. It's been like 4 years ago. And we're like talking, or meet up, go hang out. So one evening I was like, yeah, I'll go pick you up. We'll come back to my place and chill. So I was kind of psyched. I was like, oh, this girl's cute. You know, it'll be a cool vibe. I pull up, go to her place. She comes out. And first thing is like, I grab her from the door and we start walking my car. I just get in my side of the door. And she's like, and I start the car and I'm like looking at her through like awkwardly through it.
The
like
window.
Looking. Yeah. I'm like,
she hasn't gotten
are you ready to go? And she's like, and I roll on the window. She's like, are you going to open the door for me? And I was like, oh my God, this is weird. You know, I'm not like a rude. I'm not rude, but like, was like, you can't open the door yourself, you know? Like, yeah. We're kind of like, we're on an adventure. Come exactly. on, let's go. Yeah. Like,
you got
I'm
it.
I'm on a chauffeur, you know? So I actually had to get out and go open the door for her. And then, like, she got in, it was so bougie. And I was like, oh my God, like, I'm going to be in for a hell of a day or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So we, the whole time, next thing is she just sparks up a blunt in the car. So I don't know if I can talk about this, but like, the spark, I don't smoke weed. Not? I don't smoke weed either. And she sparks up a blunt and starts hotboxing my car without asking me. And I was like, this is so awkward. I don't really know what to say. I cracked the windows. I'm like, okay. So I started talking.
Like choking. You're like, I can't breathe.
Literally.
You're like secondhand high. Like,
yeah,
in the car.
I'm just standing like, oh, dude. But I get to my house where I'm staying at and we start talking. She starts asking me hella weird questions. I mean, like, I don't know if I can say this, but like, she asked me like, so tell me, like, what kind of porn do you watch? I'm like, I don't know you. I'm like,
she's that's like, a first date question
like,
right there.
Yeah. I'm like, but why are you asking me? And she this whole time still smoking this blunt. And it's like nonstop for like the 2.5 hours that like we were together, it was chain smoking blunts. Like it was someone smoking cigarettes. And I was just like, dude, she it must have been so high at one point that I don't know. Towards the end of it, she kept asking weird stuff that I actually had to ask her, like, I gotta take you home. And wow. I don't know, just like altogether, that was the strangest day. I don't know how I can leave more details into it, but it was so awkward. Between the bouginess, like being that high the whole time, I was like, did I do something wrong?
Did you open the car door for her when you took her home?
I opened the Uber door for
her.
Okay. I got it back.
That's a good call.
But yeah, that was like, I don't know.
Dude, yeah, like awkward. That's rough. Especially on the first day. I mean, you know, you have to kind of feel it, you know, it's if it's the vibe to open the door or not. But like,
yeah, Ben, are you the open the door kind of guy?
I'm not gonna lie, I've probably never opened the door. Dude, no, I mean, it's not that hard. Like,
it's the right thing to do, but you kind of want like a girl. Yeah, you can do both. You know?
I'll do this. I will open every like door, like say like if it's in a house or
yeah,
a building.
That makes sense. Yeah, like, yeah, we're going together.
Like, I'm not gonna close the door on you or like make you open it. Like I'll open it for you, let you walk in first. But I feel like if we're getting in the car, we're like in a rush. We have to go somewhere. It's like just get to your side.
Yeah, just do
get
thing,
in
no,
and go.
We're both human, you know.
I feel like we got that high energy. We're going on an adventure. Come
we're
on.
We're also gonna like, make like a fuckboy meme of all of us.
Right. Oh my god! If you're gonna see it on Jay's story.
I feel like it could be awkward though. Like the first date. I mean, you go to open the door, and then she like, your guys are caught in the middle of like both trying to open the door at the same time.
Oh, yeah, this is when you go. This like, is when you go for the kiss.
Yeah, true.
At that point, there's your advice.
That was the
I'm
real tip from Jay right there.
Just go for it.
Have you ever brought a girl flowers like the first time you met her?
To be honest, the only girl I really ever brought flowers to was my mom. And I was just like,
that's
it.
Awesome.
Yeah, you gotta take care of your mom.
Yeah,
I was 100%. Always bringing my mom flowers. But I've got girl flowers before. I don't know.
No first date flowers?
Nah.
No, that's I don't a know. High it's expectation. Like, yeah, I don't know. Not because I'm just like not like I'm not casual in that way. I'm not like I guess like
I don't do it either.
I just don't know. It just seems weird to me. Something you watch on like TV or like a movie, I just don't. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Jay does it different.
So yeah, that question, no flowers.
Jay's first date is skydiving.
That's it. Right? No.
Ideal first date?
That first date will pull every time.
Dude.
Guaranteed.
That's probably true.
Guaranteed.
That's hilarious. All right, we're going to get a little...
How many times have you gone skydiving? If you don't mind me asking.
Yeah. No,
overall,
like,
do you know, have like a head count of how many times?
You're supposed to log everything, but mine is upward of 1,000 now.
Wow.
Which is a lot, but then there's people in the sport who have like 10,000. I'm just like,
You're young.
That's an insane amount for someone who's not doing it like for the sport, you know? Like like...
Most of the people work in that sport. They're doing it every day.
Yeah.
It's insane. Awesome.
That's crazy.
Hey, I got one.
one log. You're getting there.
He's got 1,000 times more than me.
Maybe two after this podcast.
We might have to go skydiving after the podcast. But transitioning back to like the girl thing, it's a little more of a strange question, but has anyone... Or what's the weirdest thing a girl has said to you like after a hookup?
Ben,
if you have a story to tell.
Are you having all this inside information? You just need to talk to like, if you just need to talk to the boys about girl trouble, just tell us.
I'm trying to get advice from the man
I'm not
going to
lie, dude. I like, how many times in my life I've wrote texts for like my guy friends to girls is insane.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always doing that for my homies. Even other way around, like my girls for my homies, writing to guys, even funnier.
Helping you.
Yeah, always doing that. But to be honest, nothing comes to mind that much. I would say more so I say weird stuff.
If you want to share, what's the weirdest thing you've found yourself saying?
Calling them a point chicky.
A what?
Like a Russian girl calling her like a cute little donut after.
A cute little donut.
Sometimes like after you like hook up, you're just like, I don't know, like it's hella awkward for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because all that emotion energy just went, it's like done. Everyone's chilling.
Hopefully and then you just call her a pointchiki.
And kiss her forehead.
Little donut.
Yeah. If you have to go cuddle the girl after. Like, that wins you brownie points for sure.
100%.
Little donut.
Because sometimes when I'm done, I just want to run out the door and go for a marathon. Just, like, never speak to a girl again for, like, 45 minutes. It's just how it is. As a guy, sometimes it's just that way. You're like, I need to be out here.
Get out of my face. I'll see you in 20.
Exactly. I feel you. So, Jay, you actually travel, quite often. I swear you're always in a different country every single week. I follow your Instagram.
Minus COVID.
Well, before COVID.
Yeah, before all this.
I would swear, I would look at his Instagram. I'd be like, wait, wasn't he in Mexico yesterday? Now he's in, Greece or something, for example. He's everywhere. What's your favorite place you've ever been to?
Favorite place, actually, is a country called Jordan in Arabia. It's, it's a Muslim country, and it's on the border of, it shares the Dead Sea with Israel. But honestly, it's a really random spot, pretty small country, but it's just the most hands-down beautiful place I've been. The landscape, the food, the people, and just one of those places I went, I was like, wow, life hits different. Because especially if you grew up in a place like America, you get Hawaii is different, but most of, people watching is probably American kids and stuff. Like, you grew up in cul-de-sacs or cities, just very routinely things that you see on TV that look kind of normal. But when you go there, people really exist in a way that is so different than what we know.
Very eye-opening for sure.
Yeah. It's,
I've been to a few countries like that. Not anywhere near Jordan. I've actually never been to Africa. I want to go so bad. I went to Bali once, and it's so eye-opening to just see different kinds of people that live a different life. It's there's more than just your hometown, It's there's crazy amounts
that
of
that being said, our hometown slaps though. Hawaii is one of the dopest places ever.
Shout out to Hawaii.
Yeah, that's right. Hawaii is the best, man.
Me and actually Derek went on a trip. Ben actually took me and Derek to Hawaii. We filmed a crazy video. We spent 24 hours on it.
We filmed
island.
Multiple videos.
You know, Chinaman's Hat Island?
Oh, no. That island?
We went to that island. So
all
funny.
Night, it was crazy. Crazy. We actually talked about it in the first podcast. So if you haven't seen it, go check out podcast number
check
one.
Check it out.
But it was crazy. I mean, my first time being there, it was just living that lifestyle and seeing how he grew up was just
it's special. It's cool because really you I don't know for about you, but when I grew up, I didn't even realize what money was until I was 13. Because there's no difference between growing up rich or poor. It's you just got the ocean. You have all this nature, and it's so much fun to be had as a kid there.
It's just much life too, It's just so much going on. Yeah,
it's weird because Hawaii doesn't even seem like it would be part of America. It's its own thing, and then there's America. How Puerto Rico is part of America, but still Puerto Rico. That's how I feel about Hawaii. So
the vibe in Hawaii just doesn't match anywhere here in the United States.
No, nothing. There's
so much value to everything in Hawaii. I feel I go back and I'm like, dude, I love it here.
Yeah, sometimes you go back and dang, why am I in Cali?
Going back to your roots,
Yeah, what was your favorite part about growing up in Hawaii? I have so many things I could share, but I want to hear your side of your favorite part about growing up on an island in the middle of the ocean.
I think first and foremost, just the nature of it. Being able to, at the end of the day, just go surf, go hang on the ocean. And also the diversity of people there too. Yeah. It's there's such a melting pot of every culture, every ethnicity. And also you grew up in a place which has a culture. America doesn't particularly have a culture, which is a pro and a con. For example, if you're from Italy or you're from Spain or you're from a place with culture, it's you're accepted to be in that way, but it's kind of harder to break that barrier and be different. If you're Italian and you grew up in an Italian family, you're expected to be Italian, act in these ways and do that. Hawaii has a similarity of that, but America doesn't have that so much, which is cool because in America, you kind of just be whatever you want. No one bats an eye at it. If you start acting however you want, Italy, people might be make you feel weird about it. So Hawaii was cool that we got to grow up with that mix of culture, with a mix of freedom. And so that for me was very interesting, especially getting older. I look back, I'm like, wow, that was... I was lucky to grow up in that way because you have a more open mind, you have a more open hearts, and
it makes you so down to earth and just literally you value so many experiences more than materials.
Yeah.
I find myself if every time I have extra money to spend, I want to do something, go
you
somewhere.
You want to do something. You're not so worried about buying a Rolex or something
I have really no cost. Designer stuff. I have,
facts.
Yeah. If I'm going to get something nice, I'm going to get the fake version.
Yeah, honestly. I always buy fake jewelry just because I'd break it or lose it before I even get
I can't keep a pair of sunglasses or rings. I lose everything.
I feel like my favorite thing about Hawaii is the people there and how much respect. Respect, you know.
My question for you two is growing up in Hawaii, when we went back, me and Derek, it's very obviously to know. Everyone that you grew up with, whether it's your neighbor or just random people you see in a store, they invest in you. And we went back there and Ben hasn't been there for years and we've had random people come up to us at Target. No way, you're Ben Aslan. Not even just because they knew who he was, but they're I haven't seen you on the island for 3-4 years. You know, how's life been? And they really doesn't know. Ben might not know who they are, but it clicks for him. He's like, oh, you know what? Whether you were my surf teacher or my skate teacher 5 years ago,
I say that's the coolest thing, Ben. Actually, especially out here in California, just like when you travel around, people recognize you. They come up and like, you're some like golden thing to people. Which when you go back to Hawaii, your boy's like, you a grom, bro. Like, yeah. Chill. You know, like, yeah. They don't care what you are. Like, yeah. They still treat you like that kid that grew up there.
100%.
So I love that about Hawaii.
That's
cool.
It was cool just to see it too from the outside. I grew up in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was my first time going there, and just the house and everything there, the plants and the sun's out till, you know, 7 p.m. It's crazy. And then we're just driving down the street and see some big Hawaiian guy selling coconuts, and he's like, Ben. And Ben's like, this used to be my daily stand, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Damn. It hits different when a big Hawaiian guy says, yo, what's up?
You're like, dude, you're like, right, I made cool. it.
Yeah, I made it.
There's nothing more like, there's no more like sense of respect than that. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So living in Hawaii, obviously you don't really, sometimes you find yourself being on the island for too long and you want to travel. This is kind of like a crazy question, because I know you've been on a lot of like very insane trips. What's like the most expensive trip you've been on? If it's like with someone.
Probably Dubai. Like, I've been on trips where like the person that's spending the money is like spending this insane amounts. Like, you know, I did one time, we did like a private jet from here to Tahiti, and the whole trip was just like, my homie threw like $500,000 at it. Just like crazy, right?
$500,000.
Yeah, but he's like, he's got that kind of bread, and like, yeah. That was amazing. But the other time was actually Dubai. Dubai sponsored me to go to their country.
Dubai itself.
Yeah, like the tourism board of Dubai, they sponsored me and like 8 of my friends to come out, which was amazing, because they threw us like a $250,000 budget, like 250K. Insane. Yeah, it was like,
wow.
But it was a little few ties in there. They're like, oh, well, here's the three villa options you get to rent. And the villas were 150K.
Yeah.
I was like, because it was for 2.5 months, you know, 10 bedrooms and stuff. And so, but that was insane, because I got to rent helicopters. I got to rent like everything I wanted to do to go like create this crazy video in Dubai, which you can see on the channel and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, man, that was insane.
Was that the video where you guys were like in the G-Wagon and like all the cars, and you guys were like,
yeah, on the side, nuts. Two wheels and
the
stuff.
Yeah,
all that. That's,
yeah,
okay. That's
probably one of my favorite videos you've made.
Appreciate it, bro.
How does that work? So in that Dubai video, there's a clip of you guys driving in a car that's balancing on two wheels.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was physically possible.
Yeah, also, no, it's like, it's insane, because especially it's the guys from Saudi Arabia, the neighboring country, who all do that crazy driving stuff, because the Arabs out there, like, they're just out there in the desert of cars. They got tons of stuff to learn and do, you know? They actually have these bigger wheels they put on it, and they go fast. You're not going, like, 20 miles an hour. You're going, like, 70. It's, like, really moving. And so the guy has, like, one arm on the other car or on the other seat, and he, like, all of a sudden is going fast. He whips it that way and then pulls it back. And the car is not just going, like, a little bit. It's completely on its axle on the side. And it's, like, it turns into like a moped, like a dirt bike. And
insane.
Yeah, they're like, they're all screaming, yelling in Arabic, all excited. And I don't know, it was amazing. We spoke to Hookah on it too.
Y'all are crazy.
That was crazy.
That was
you guys are like hanging out of it, right?
Yeah, I was like jumping on it, dancing around. Like, that was good. Like,
they've done it all.
Yeah.
But they're talented down there. I mean, they do that. Like, they, it's weird for us to see a car.
That's their
on
Sunday
two
evening.
Wheels, but yeah, it's just
if you Google like Saudi drifting, like, I know MIH did a crazy video with that, but it's like absolutely insane what people do. Like, absolutely insane.
There goes my phone.
Mom's calling. Didn't do the dishes.
Anyways, it's so cool to hear these stories, because I grew up like watching Jay's content and all his YouTube videos. I wish there was a way to see this. I want to know how many times I've watched like some of your videos.
Dude, you tell me.
To this day, I still watch them when I'm like trying to get like hyped to travel, because like right now, obviously, it's really hard to travel. So I like watching travel videos to like remember that, and I'll watch Jay's videos. And
yeah, I appreciate that, man. Honestly, like the coolest thing with the work I've done and what I continue to want to do is like just to be able like to inspire other people, to have like other homies be like, oh damn, he's doing that, like, and he's like me, he's a kid, like I can do that, you know? And so I don't know, even like my moving forward work, it's just, it's crazier ideas and bigger ideas, but it's all pointing at like wanting to inspire other people.
Yeah,
you know? I think, say, like,
you have been the biggest inspiration for like half my friends I know, just growing up in Hawaii. Like, that was a crazy thing, is like that adventure content and like all the content that you make was like, people love that. Like, it was like the biggest thing. And I took so much inspiration from it, and I know a lot of my friends did. And I think it's so cool that like you were able to offer that to like people. It's like,
I appreciate that. I really love from my heart. Like, cause growing up, it was like, I was always like a kind of weird kid, like didn't fit in, whether it was just cause like I was the white kid sometimes or stuff like that. And Hawaii is kind of a weird setting. You grew up with that. And just, you always felt like an outsider in the island. Even though I connected so much to the island, I felt like an outsider. And so, like, all these ideas and creative stuff I wanted to do, when I first shared it with people, they weren't into it. Like, people would kind of roast me and kind of, like, make fun of it. And it wasn't until, like, actually my mom died when I was younger, and I just kind of was like, oh, that was, like, the straw that broke the camel's back for me. I was like, that sucked, you know, and it broke me down. And at that point, I became very fearless, and I had all this creativity and inspiration. I was like, wow, you know, I lost what was most important to me. I can just do whatever, you know, there's no risk in my life anymore because I lost what I love so much. And that actually like empowered me to go out and just try to do this, try to do that, go run around with my camera and shoot everything, even when it wasn't cool back to do it then, you know. And this, yeah, it's crazy how, I don't know, I guess that comes down to a more inspirational thing. It's just like, just being so unapologetically yourself and your passions is such a like important thing, especially if you're like young now. It's like, this is the time to captivate on it. And it's like,
go for
capitalize.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I mean, Jay did this to me, and I want to take it and do it to you guys, but just literally do what you want to do, do what you love, and like, just do it. Honestly, like there's no reason not to. It's like, I think that's so important. And I think I did that growing up, as I just sent it. How did your story start?
Yeah. Cause you really blew up. I mean, like you went from like, being like doing stuff to doing stuff. Like you're out here now.
Honestly, like I think it's because I have a super, like I have a love for video creation. Like I don't do it because I want to like, you know, have followers or be like, you know, famous in a sense. It's like, I do it because I love it. Like every week that I post a video every single week. When I post that video, right after I see the final product, I'm like, bro, I want to literally start filming another one right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm with you like every single day. And every time you film in, like, honestly, like, you're one of the hardest working guys that I've met before. And that's saying something, because you're literally 19 years old. Oh, when I was 18, 19, like, I was just starting kind of doing nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
thank you.
It's crazy. Super hardworking.
That's guy. Some discipline, man.
Thank you. I mean, know. I love it.
You just take into perspective. We literally jumped off your roof into a trampoline full of 1,000 pillows. We spent the last week gathering 1,000 pillows.
Took 4 days to find all those pillows.
That was lit. I'm bummed you didn't invite me. Next time you're doing something dope, I'm coming.
I still have the pillows. So
yeah, well, we can still do it.
We're going there after.
No, yeah, but about that pillow story, guys, we took 4 days to find all those pillows. We cleared out every single Walmart, every single Target in the 45-minute vicinity.
I just got a question. Amazon has, like, overnight delivery.
I tell myself this every week. I cannot plan in the future. I cannot plan in the future. When I think of something, I have to do it the next day.
Dude, it was the day before. I woke up the next morning. He's like, I'm not ready to shoot the video. And I'm like, I'm under the impression we're going to do, like, some... you know, something that we had planned for the week. And he's just like, no, we're doing this instead. I'm like, all right, let's go gather.
I check Amazon. It's like, not going to come here for like 2 days after I want to post it. I'm like, we're going to go to the store. We're going to get it.
That's an adventure though.
Yeah,
for sure.
But what he was saying before, as we're talking about the story, if you didn't see the video, watch the video, but it's not the, you know, the money or the followers or the financials that's driving you. It's the adrenaline. It's the fun. Just like you, you know, the skydiving. Yo. It's the adrenaline. It's the, you know.
I want to touch on that too, because I know a lot of your followers are younger. I guess most people watching, I'm probably like a generation up now from that. And so one thing I noticed that's really important is you guys are all 21, 19, 20. Is like life starts hitting you differently as you get older. Even though I'm 25, you know, it'll be 30. Every chapter hits different. But if you have passion right now and you're literally 19 and pure passionate, like, that is so much more valuable than being like 25 with all these like responsibilities. And as long as you can carry that and hold that, that will take you so much more places than even right now. I have a lot of passion, but I also have like overhead. I'm like worrying about finances. I'm worrying about like my life, my friends, my family. And this, it gets heavy on you as like your mind expands more. That sometimes that avenue of passion gets like a little bit more tight, and it's hard to get the motivation to go do stuff. So yeah, if you're young right now and you have any bit of passion, and maybe there's like college in front of you, or like your parents or stuff like that, just like, remember how valuable that is. Like, run with that. Like, this as unapologetically as you can, run with your own passion right now. Because that will take you to places that you cannot.
If there's passion, you'll always figure it out. It might take you, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years, even more.
And that's
just
that's
do.
It'll always work.
Just do.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, if you're passionate about something, bro, even if some of your videos flopped, like, yeah, it's okay. Damn, that sucks. But it's like, you don't care because you're doing something you enjoy, and you will continue to do that. Whether if you're doing things for the wrong reason, for money or this and that, it's like ultimately it won't fulfill you. Even if it works out, you'll be like, I don't feel comfortable with what I'm doing here.
Well, you'll never regret doing stuff that you love to do.
Exactly. You know? Actually, I reference that with my tattoos. People are like, I have like 50 tattoos, and they're like, oh, do you regret anything? I'm like, nah, dude, because every single tattoo I got, even stuff 4 or 5 years ago, it's like, it was so true to me in that moment. It was something I was experiencing and being. And it's like, I look back on that, even if I don't feel exactly the same way, I'm like, yo, like, that was part of my life. That's my chapter, you know?
It's a story. Yeah. You're telling a story.
Exactly.
Or whatever it is, but yeah.
I have one tattoo. It's a little heart on my thigh.
It's a sad first tap, it's man. It's
probably 2 centimeters big.
Are you going to show us?
Yeah. Hey,
can you stand? I'll hold your chair.
Let me show you right here.
Get up. Let's see. Where's your heart?
Hey, there we go. Look at that.
Look at that leg.
Damn, lover boy.
But no, the funny part is, though, it's a stupid tat, but it, like, has meaning to it because it was for, like, a really funny, like, it was a video that, like, I was having fun making with my friends, and we did, like, a little, like, you know, what are the odds I get a tattoo? And I was, like, 17, like, I wasn't supposed to get a tattoo.
That's awesome.
Like, but, like, I'm not going to get the answer right, you know.
It's a little heart, but it was, like, the laughs we had and, like, the yells that we were, like, yelling while it was happening.
Oh, the energy, man.
I remember that moment so well, and I was, like, I don't care if it's a little heart, like, that was so funny to me.
Who did the tattoo, totally. Right? Who did it?
My friend Steve, just with a random tattoo gun.
Oh, okay.
Neil?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fun fact, I couldn't draw the whole heart because he wanted me to draw it out because, like, it was my tattoo. So I had to draw the heart on, like, a little piece of paper. I couldn't do, like, you know, the other side of the heart. So I had, like, one of my other friends finish it because, like, I tried, like, 30 times. I couldn't
draw. Oh, you couldn't evenly do it.
I couldn't evenly draw the heart. And I was like, dude, I want this to look good. It's a tattoo.
Ben is not an artist.
I can't do it.
So who drew that design right there?
My other friend. I only drew half the heart.
We should put, like, an image up next to this and be like, this is art.
Yeah.
It's art. Heart, like, hearts.
So what, you going to get more tattoos, though?
I want to get tattoos. I mean, like, I do, but I don't.
I can't see you with tattoos, bro. What do you think he would get, though? Like, what would look nice?
More girls.
Tattoos equals more girls.
No, but honestly, like, it was funny because I hated tattoos until I was, like, 19. And then all of a sudden, like, when I turned 20, I was like, oh, damn, that'd be kind of cool. And I was like, no, I'm going to wait. I told myself, I need to make $1 million before I get a tattoo because I don't want to, like, somehow fail. And I, like, worried if I, like, had to, like, get a job or something. And I made $100,000 and I had, like, 15 tattoos. Like, this is, the plan didn't work out. I was just covered. And then
you look back, like,
now it's like every day, not every day, but, like, literally every week I get a tattoo. I even got one last night.
Yeah. Where's the new tat?
I'm going to show you.
Where is it?
No, not like that. It's just on the back of my leg.
Oh, cool.
It's Stitch.
Oh, that's sick.
Hey, let's go from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, wow.
Rad.
That's my shout out to Hawaii.
He
was the alien in Hawaii. I've always been the alien in Hawaii, you know?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good connection right there.
That's a cool representation.
I was actually planning on getting a tattoo on my lip. Do you recommend that?
Yeah, bro. I did it when
he's got one.
did it when I was 12. It says, let's live.
Does it not fade?
Mine didn't. Yeah, I was 12 years old when I got that. Because all my friends got NSB. And I was like, I don't know.
Why do I know what that means?
North Shore boys.
North Shore boys. I wasn't a North Shore boy, but I know what that means.
You're a Kailua boy, right?
Kailua boy, East Side.
That's it. East Side boys.
I feel like every single person who gets a lip tat, they're like, yeah, it fades in like 6 months. And then like 6 years later, they're like,
it's like half it there.
Yeah, it's still there.
Cam still has what?
Yeah. Oh my God. So Cam's a dog.
Cam's behind our camera for all of you guys who don't know, but
Cam's a freak show behind our camera. For that, so.
But yeah, I might get more tattoos. I don't know. I definitely want to get a funny lip tat because I feel like it's hidden. And
we were thinking, like, fun. I get stay and he puts wild, you know, and then I get screwed. The rest of my life would just stay on my lip.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yo, I'm telling you, you get one, you get another, you get another.
Dude, do you do tattoos, like, do yourself?
I've tattooed my artist multiple times, but, like, there's no comparison.
Can you tattoo me?
I could.
All right, guys.
Actually, I got my license just to do it, just so I could, like, learn, but I'm not amazing at all. But
guys, comment down below if you want Jay to give me a tattoo.
Oh, my God. We could totally organize
guys,
that.
We'll make it work.
500,000 likes.
Hold up.
500,000 likes, and we will tattoo a pineapple on his other thigh.
All right, I'm down. Yes.
There you go.
Shake.
That's
on.
It. I will come right back down to Huntington Beach.
We'll do it on the podcast.
Live.
Jay might give me a tattoo. We'll see.
Let's see.
Anyways, guys. We're going to wrap it up right here. We had so much fun talking to Jay and, you know, figuring out his life and all the crazy things he does. We love it. And thank you so much for coming on, Jay. As I said it a million times, thanks for being one of my biggest inspirations.
All right, bro. Hey, I'm not going to lie. Like, from human to human, boy to boy, I'm proud of you, bro. Like,
thank you.
It is not alone hard to make it in life. It's hard to make out of Hawaii. Limited things are. So, yeah, what all you boys are doing, crushing it.
Thank you, bro.
You're doing something that has a positive impact. Like, all these kids in your generation are watching you, like, you're doing healthy, cool stuff that's fun, adventurous. Like, that hits people different. I don't know. That's a good influence.
It's just fun. And we have fun, you know, every day. We wake up with a smile on our face. You know, that's what's all
genuine about. Human beings, too, man.
Thank you, man.
So, keep crushing it, boys.
All right. Well, guys, check out Jay everywhere. I'll link all the social medias down below.
Yes.
If you haven't seen his videos, what are you doing? Like, yeah. Seriously. Probably you live under a rock if you haven't seen one of his videos.
Like, seriously.
But I love you guys so much. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much for watching episode 3. Come back next week, Friday, for episode 4. We love you guys. Thank you, Jay. And stay wild, baby.
That's it. And 500 Ks for that pineapple.
Yes. Like down below right now, please. Tell everyone.
Peace, guys.
Peace.